I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line with us for this third day of September to take a look at what's been happening in the marketplace is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, next week we get a USDA report, and actually this afternoon we get a delayed report as well. Crop progress reports are out. I suppose many are wondering what's really happening with the corn crop. Will they give us a better idea or not?
Oh, I'm sure we'll get an idea, but as we look at it, I don't think the corn crop's going to tell us much on the ratings today because, you know, we started to see some firing, we started to see some the corn developing and starting to dry out, and it's going to look worse, so it's going to go down automatically this time of year. But the beans and which ones got rain and what we look at here, it's going to be a big deal. And then we're going to look and see, you know, a lot of rain did fall in some areas, but there's a lot of areas that didn't.
What's the trade feeling about the size of the crop at this time? USDA, of course, is due to come out with their next estimates next week.
Well, I think the corn number, I think that everybody is feeling pretty comfortable that we're going to have a decent corn crop. The bean number, it's whether it's above or below 40 bushel here right now, and we sort of feel the trade's looking at a 40 bushel yield as we speak right now, and it's whether it comes up from there or goes down from there and what we do from here on in as far as the price goes, Todd.
$13.86¾ is the correct price for the day because that's where the settlement was, and the trade is always right, but does it mean that we have more upside potential in this marketplace?
Oh, I think that, you know, as we continue or start to see some yields, start to see what the government says next week and a few things along those lines, there's potential for this market to go on up 50 cents to a dollar. But, you know, it's going to take some poor yields. It's going to take, continued hot weather and not rain in some of those areas.
Who is trading in the markets for soybeans today, in particular that 30-cent jump in the November and the January contracts?
Well, I think that we saw funds exiting and also some small specs when they jumped up last night. When it jumped through the $14 mark, I think that basically, or close to that, we saw some, people had stops and some liquidation there. We did see the funds check out of a lot of beans, I think 44,000 contracts of beans last week. So reduced their open interest that way. So, like I say, I think that it's going to depend a lot on how we look. You know, the corn yields coming in from the south are looking very good for early yields, anywhere from 200 to 260 in some areas down there. And some of the corn looking like it will get started here soon. We are seeing basis levels drop off 15 to 20 cents today in a lot of the areas for the corn, looking for corn maybe coming up the river from the south to the north, and also a few early fields being combined in some areas in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, the quotes that you gave us, are those for dry land or irrigated fields, or do you know?
I do not know. It would come over one of our news wires today. It said that Arkansas, Mississippi, and Kentucky, been reporting yields over 200 and as high as 260. So, those are areas we don't look at stuff like that. Some in southwest Indiana combined about 400 acres and was 240, and that was that's dry bushels too. So,
holy smokers!
But they also said that farmer, what he's got combined, then he had a 2 week break before they got back in the field. So he's not looking for the next round to be quite that good.
Yeah, 240 at what moisture? Do you know?
That was dry bushels, so I don't know what moisture. That would be what he would get to sell.
Yowza.
Yeah.
Well, that'll make you think, won't it?
That's why the corn didn't follow the beans today.
I guess not. Anything else we need to talk about before I let you go?
No, I think that's about it for today, Todd.
Oh, you've done enough. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks,
that's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon.